No doubt you've heard, on Monday, a huge swath of the country will pause and safely look up to the sky to observe the Great American Eclipse, as it's being called. If you aren't able to make it to full totality, you can still watch. NASA is planning to live stream the eclipse using cameras attached to high-altitude balloons. A community college in North Carolina is participating, and as Blue Ridge Public Radio's Helen Chickering reports, it's proving to be a great way to get a whole community excited about science.
All right, so guys, what we have here is this is what we're going to be sending up during the eclipse.
A group of middle schoolers attending a summer science camp in Silva, North Carolina, are getting a sneak preview of the Eclipse Ballooning Project.
The balloon gets like this big around.
They're in a classroom, gathered around a giant deflated balloon that's draped across a table.
How do you get it to fly so high?
Helium. And you fill it with lots and lots of helium.
That's Jesse Moore, a recent graduate of Southwestern Community College and one of the leaders of the SCC balloon team, one of about 50 teams chosen for NASA's collaborative effort to live stream footage of the moon's shadow as it passes over the Earth during the eclipse using cameras that the balloons will carry to the edge of space.
Just like you're standing on the ground looking up at the eclipse, it'll be up in the air looking down at the eclipse, so you'll be able to see the shadow of the eclipse go across the Earth.
Images and video will be transmitted via modems on board the balloons to a NASA website for the live stream. Balloon teams will be stationed along the path of totality from off the Oregon coast to the Carolinas. Moore says his team will launch their balloon around 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Anderson, South Carolina.
We're trying really hard to keep it in totality, but once you let it go, it's in God's hands where it goes. But we're doing everything we can with calculations and flight trajectories and everything to make sure that when we let it go and where we let it go from, that we're going to be in the path of totality between 60,000 to 90,000 feet.
Along with cameras and modems, many of the balloons will carry weather sensors and metal tags coated with bacteria. That's part of a NASA experiment to see if the germs can survive in high altitudes. NASA scientist David Smith says it's an exciting opportunity for budding scientists.
It's a great stepping stone for getting experience in what flying a mission entails from design concept to finish. And for these students, it's a tremendous opportunity to work with NASA and think about where they want to be if they continue studying into college and graduate school and beyond, and maybe even, if we're lucky, come contribute to what we're doing in space exploration.
The experience has inspired the science department at SCC. Physics professor Matt Cass has spent the summer taking classes so the college can beef up its astronomy offerings.
A large part of what STEM activation is about is using this eclipse to keep people interested and active in science.
Oh gosh.
And that's how fast it flies.
That was truly amazing.
The cool factor definitely engaged this group as they watched video of one of the practice runs. On Monday, the team launches for real, streaming live for the whole world to watch. For Here and Now, I'm Helen Chickering in Silva, North Carolina.